Once Upon a Time by Sarah Scott. There was a girl who lived in a dull, flat place in the world. She was eager to grow up a woman, to see new places and sample all that life had to offer. In her 16th year, she travelled with her mother to a city in the east. In this exotic land, they ate strange food and spoke in a foreign tongue. They stayed for a week in the old town, and in that time the girl relished in the adventure of being an outsider in a new and exotic place. She loved her time among the beauty and newness and hated the thought of returning to her own plain home. She stayed with her mother in the chateau on the hill, they ate croissants and escargots and wandered through the monuments to long forgotten things. The final day before their return to their own flat city, the girl's mother had work to attend to. She handed the girl a purse of gold and sent her out to search for new gowns in the foreign boutiques. The girl wore her favourite dress for the occasion, yards and yards of soft cream silk cascaded from her waist. Kissed by the wind, the fabric defied gravity and took on a life of its own. At times, the cream petals danced around her, floating up to reveal her freckled knees and naked toes. At times, the folds wrapped around her slender limbs like smoke. At times, the magical silk hung like a chiffon cage around her hips and legs. The girl wandered through the boutiques and found new dresses and shoes. She bought purses and jewels. She sampled pastries and nectars and relished all day in the beauty and pleasures of the old city. One dress hung perfectly from her form, leaving only her chest loose and unbecoming. But not to fear, the shop maidens had a solution for that too. They appeared with two rubber breasts. Worn of the gown, they would enhance the meagre shape of the girl's own young buds. The young girl was hesitant about inflating her form with these plastic protrusions, but the shop maidens assured her it was the way all princesses achieve their perfect silhouettes. Convinced, the girl bought the dress, rubber breasts and all. On her way back to the chateau with her elegant packages in hand, the young girl met a prince from the exotic city. He was tall and handsome, and his face was painted bright blue. He knelt in front of the girl, stopping her in her tracks. The prince smiled at her, and taking her hand, he kissed her palm and passed her an invitation for a performance that would be held in the town square. The girl laughed at the prince's advances, pleased to have been mistaken for a lady of worth, and with the scrolled invitation tucked in her hand, she continued on her way. As she neared the castle on the hill, she saw the members of the royal court all around. They lingered on the steep steps and laughed with each other. The girl, typically timid, felt full of confidence on this golden afternoon. She was dressed in a perfect gown and carried bags from the most celebrated designers. She knew that today she was royalty. She had been thought one of them by the handsome prince after all, and so with confidence and her head held high, the smiling girl danced up the steep steps wrapped in her aura of silk, clutching her magical bags of treasures. As she neared the top step, the silk layers of her gown caught between her legs and the girl stumbled. She tried to catch herself, but the bags tangled in her fingers and wrapped around her wrists. She fell from the top step and rolled down to the cobble street below. As she fell into a heap surrounded by the crowds of royalty, she felt the wind tenderly trace along her legs, carrying her soft silk skirts up above her head. Lying in the street with her bloomers on display and her treasured cargo scattered across the cobbles, the young girl felt the gaze of the royalty all around her. She scrambled to her feet, hastily pulling the soft layers of her dress back around her legs. She averted her eyes from the watchers and tried desperately to return her many treasures to their bags. She had finally gathered all her belongings and was ready to retreat when she noticed a hand offered to help her rise. She looked up into the blue face and hazel eyes of her beautiful and exotic prince. Her hero pulled her to her feet, and grinning a mischievous grin, he placed something soft in her hand. The young girl struggled to turn her eyes from the golden hues of her handsome hulk, so enamoured was she with his perfectly timed reappearance. She stammered out a coy, "Thank you," and battering her lashes, she reluctantly turned her gaze from the prince's eyes to the prize he had placed in her hand. To her horror, in her palm, laying like a lump of uncooked poultry, was one of her newly purchased rubber breasts. The girl grabbed the waylaid breast from her hero, turned villain's hand, and ran from the laughing crowd. Her hesitancy to return home had disappeared. Really, her city wasn't all that flat and dull. And if it was, well, so was she.